with Biden just signing us over to the WHO, the WHO saying, oh, we're going to have misinformation, disinformation, and now they're going to have dictatorial power in the United States, and they'll pull doctors' licenses, and they'll shut down clinics, and they'll censor people that say what they're not allowed to, according to the new unelected World Health Organization. But wait a second. We've done this before. This is not new. I'm having a deja vu moment right now. The World Health Organization already targeted misinformation and disinformation. And you know what it was? That COVID-19 came out of a Wuhan lab. So were they wrong about that? Or is this just full 1984 where on Tuesday, 1 + 1 = 2, on Wednesday, 1 + 1 = 3, on Thursday, 1 + 1 = 4, and on Friday, 1 + 1 = 1. In other words, the truth is whatever the state and the government say it is. So it was misinformation and disinformation to say COVID-19 came out of Wuhan lab. Now, 3 years later, it's mainstream news. Make Orwell fiction again. I am in 1984. When I look at the media landscape in the last 24 hours, or really since Monday, actually, I would say, I turn on CNN Monday night. They're reporting that COVID-19 came out of a Wuhan lab. I turn on MSNBC Monday night. They're reporting that COVID-19 came out of a Wuhan lab. Folks, we're talking 3 years. 3 years after the story, now they're reporting on it, telling you it came out of a lab in China. Now, clearly, there's an agenda afoot. Clearly, a message has gone out to all the mainstream news. And this is when you'll know you're getting hit with a massive propaganda campaign, is if this weekend, during their weekend news specials, you know, ABC, CBS, and all this other stuff, If they do all their weekend news specials on COVID-19 coming out of Wuhan, then you know there is a massive propaganda campaign afoot, that there is an agenda behind. And my best rational thinking is that China's involvement in the war in Ukraine and backing Russia and geopolitically aligning with Russia now is the reason why the U.S. media and the U.S. government wants to blame China for the lab leak. Now, think about how disgusting this is. They knew at the time it came out of Wuhan, and they covered it up because Fauci's involvement, the NIH's involvement, which we have all the proof of, by the way. I'll get into it with the news stories we have today. They knew it for 3 years. Now they want to report on it. Why? Because they're in a geopolitical standoff with China over the war in Ukraine. Not because they actually care about the origins, not because they actually want China to have to pay for it, but because they're in a geopolitical face-off with China in Ukraine now. And so now they're going to tell you about the Wuhan lab leak. Now they're going to tell you about COVID-19. And these Democrats and the American media are so corrupt. I don't even know how you can possibly analyze this any better than Tucker Carlson did. I mean, he could do a 3-hour presentation on, I mean, seriously, 3 hours, 6 hours, 10 hours, 24 hours. How much content could you compile and put together of the mainstream media and the U.S. government telling you it did not come out of a Wuhan lab? They scolded Donald Trump for suggesting it came out of Wuhan. They sent their members to press conferences saying, don't say it came out of Wuhan. It didn't come out of Wuhan. The American media scolding you. Big tech censoring you. You're not allowed to say it came out of China. You're not allowed to talk about the Wuhan lab leak theory. It's fake news. It's false. You're banned. You're censored. You're bad. Oh, now 3 years later, they're all telling you it came out of Wuhan. The same people that censored you for saying it came out of Wuhan. The same people that called you a liar for saying it came out of Wuhan. For years. And they have no shame. They have no shame at all. They have no spine. They have no soul. They are completely corrupted that they can now tell you with a straight face that COVID-19 came out of a Wuhan lab when for 3 years they said it didn't. And that was a lie. And you should be censored if you say that. And if you're a doctor, you should have your license removed. And with no shame, they go up with a straight face now and tell you that it came out of a Wuhan lab. Now, there's all kinds of different angles to this because how can they walk this tightrope without burning their own? How can they report on the Wuhan lab now without burning Anthony Fauci? How can they report on the Wuhan lab now without burning the NIH? How can they report on the Wuhan lab now without burning the EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Daszak, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, and everybody else that was involved with the Wuhan Institute of Virology doing gain-of-function research that now they say led to the largest pandemic in world history? How are they going to walk that tightrope of not taking the blame and the punishment themselves while they're admitting it now?
I don't know, guys. Do you think the beard is intimidating? Do you think it's too much?
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good, but I don't know, it's just a beard.
It's just not that intimidating, dude.
Just a beard, huh? What about... Nah.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Dude, that's intimidating, man. That's freaking awesome. You're on in five.
Get your hair and beard formula at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sexy.
And intimidating.
All right, we're going to start looking at these headlines now as the narrative changes. No, it didn't come out of a Wuhan lab. No, no. How dare you? You're silenced. You're censored. You're a racist. To, it came out of a Wuhan lab in China. China bad. Now, this is breaking right now. Before I get into these headlines, a massive fire. Yes, the domestic disasters continue. The infrastructure collapse continues. We told you this would be the story for the year. We told you this would be the trend for the year, and now it's every day. What new domestic disaster is going to come across the newsfeed? Massive fire at a metal processing plant in Ohio. And it's actually a giant facility that's a supplier of metals for the entire planet. So it's just every day a new fire, every day infrastructure collapsing. And so that story is breaking right now. We have the footage, but it's not on the screen, but you can see it. There it is right there. This is just outside of Cleveland. Many different angles of this metal plant on fire. So there you go. It's a new domestic disaster every day. You're in the dystopian future. You're in the new world order. You're in Democrat run America. This is just the new normal. This is just the new normal for you. And they think that the people are so stupid that they can say, nope, didn't come out of China. You're a racist. If you say that, that's fake news to them telling you it came out of China and acting like it wasn't them telling you it didn't. Now, here's some of the headlines. Where are the anti-big pharmaceutical liberals out there It's funny. They just, as soon as they realize they're a hypocrite, they just act like they were never something. So I remember going around in 2015 and interviewing liberals that were anti-Big Pharma, because one of their big reasons they supported Bernie Sanders was he didn't take money from Big Pharma. Now, actually, that wasn't true. Bernie Sanders did take millions of dollars from Big Pharma, but they believed he didn't. And when I brought it up and I showed them, hey, actually, Bernie Sanders did take money from Big Pharma, they got really sour, because being anti-Big Pharma used to be a big leftist, progressive, Democrat stance. But now Big Pharma owns them, and so they love the Big Pharma. So I'm guessing they won't be complaining about this. Dr. Anthony Fauci increased personal wealth from $7.6 million to $12.6 million during the pandemic, a 65% increase in wealth. And this is mainstream news, folks. And an investigator, Adam Azdrujewski, who's been investigating Fauci's finances, was breaking this down on Fox Business. Where are the audits into Anthony Fauci's riches? Remember, it was Rand Paul that asked Fauci, and this story broke last week, actually, that, and I don't think I have it on my stack today, but last week, Pfizer and other big pharmaceutical companies were giving hundreds of millions of dollars in kickbacks to Fauci's programs inside the NIH or whatever government bureaucracies he was running, hundreds of millions of dollars from Big Pharma in kickbacks. Wow. Wow. What an amazing feat. Fauci helps fund and operate a lab that designs a virus that is extremely contagious, that comes out of the lab, and then Fauci assumes more power he's ever had in his life once his virus gets released. And then Fauci gets to tell you what protocols to follow, which he tells you to take his drug. And then he tells you, you got to take a vaccine if you want to go back to having your life and opening your business, which he gets kickbacks from the companies that make the vaccine. I mean, this is as criminal as it gets, as cut and dry, criminally obvious as it can possibly get, but he gets protected by the mainstream media, and the government's not interested in auditing his wealth. They're going to come for your bartender, your waitress down the street, because they're getting paid in tips and cash, and the IRS, well, they got to get their cut. See, government's got to get their cut. FDA advisors recommend world's first RSV vaccine from Pfizer. So don't you see? Pfizer pays off the government, and then the government makes you take a Pfizer product. Is that fascism? Is that collusion? Or is that just liberal? Six-time vaccinated, mask-obsessed doctor, confused by being reinfected with COVID every time she gets a vaccine. I shouldn't laugh. It's sad, but I mean, at a certain level, it's like, if you can't figure it out, well, you know, nothing I can do for you. mRNA vaccines contain DNA that can turn human cells into permanent spike protein factories, according to a new study. The mRNA COVID vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna contain billions of particles of self-replicating DNA that can turn human cells into permanent factories for the COVID-19 spike protein. Ah, yes, also reported by InfoWars 3 years ago with our great doctor guests telling us exactly this would happen. Take that vaccine, though, safe and effective. Take that vaccine. It's mandatory. And they gave you that little card. Remember that little card? I mean, they really wanted you to, they wanted to kill you with that thing. They wanted you to take 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of these things until your heart blows up, until you become a spike protein virus factory. And, well, they didn't get what they wanted, but they're going to come back. For sure, they're going to come back. And maybe that's why they want you to think that the virus came out of a lab now. Maybe it's like a fear tactic. Is it a scarier virus if it's made as a weapon, as a biological weapon in a lab? Is that scarier than if it came from a bat in a soup, in a bowl of soup, like they wanted you to think? Is it scarier to think it was made in a lab as a weapon? Maybe that's why they're doing it. Why is the previously dismissed claim that COVID originated in China now being accepted as fact? 3 years later, FBI Director Chris Wray nonchalantly admits COVID-19 virus likely came from a lab leak in China. And so China is trying to squelch this. CCP threatens Elon Musk, warns him against promoting Wuhan lab leak. The CCP doesn't really like Elon Musk, by the way. They're not a big fan. So, okay. Now, the World Health Organization releases this report. The World Health Organization moves forward with plans to target misinformation and disinformation under international law. And this is what Joe Biden just signed us on to, by the way. And then Mitch McConnell the other day said, we're not a sovereign nation anymore. We should probably re-pull that clip. I believe it was from Sunday night or Monday. Mitch McConnell saying the U.S. is no longer a sovereign nation and that's a good thing. Wow. No, it was like it barely even made a ripple. And that's just because Mitch McConnell is such a non-factor. Mitch McConnell is such a zero. He's a Democrat. So, I mean, he says stuff. No Republicans listen. We know what he is. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of a big statement. The leader of the Republicans in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, saying we're no longer a sovereign nation. We're sold out to the globalist. Oh, well, at least Mitch McConnell's being honest. But, oh, it's the World Health Organization that Joe Biden just signed us on to that Mitch McConnell confirmed. The global unelected health agency, the World Health Organization, is marching forward with its plans to make amendments to the international health regulations, which would give it a new far-reaching powers to counter misinformation and disinformation. Folks, this is what's so dangerous now. And they could be ramping up another virus any day now. With Biden just signing us over to the WHO, the WHO saying, oh, we're going to have misinformation, disinformation, and now they're going to have dictatorial power in the United States, and they'll pull doctors' licenses, and they'll shut down clinics, and they'll censor people that say what they're not allowed to, according to the new unelected World Health Organization. But wait a second. We've done this before. This is not new. I'm having a deja vu moment right now. The World Health Organization already targeted misinformation and disinformation. And you know what it was? That COVID-19 came out of a Wuhan lab. So were they wrong about that? Or is this just full 1984 where on Tuesday, 1 + 1 = 2, on Wednesday, 1 + 1 = 3, on Thursday, 1 + 1 = 4, and on Friday, 1 + 1 = 1. In other words, the truth is whatever the state and the government say it is. So it was misinformation and disinformation to say COVID-19 came out of Wuhan lab. Now, 3 years later, it's mainstream news. Make Orwell fiction again. I am in 1984.
Right now, I'm not talking to the viewers and listeners that have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten the great products that enrich your life, that empower your immune system and your body, and keep us on air. I am humbly, hat in hand, talking to the viewers and listeners that have tuned in, many of you for years, and never gone to InfoWarsStore.com. We know the vast, 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 vast majority of you never actually go to InfoWarsStore.com and never experience these great products and never find the operation. Sure, you share a link, you share an article, you tell folks about the show. That's great, and I thank you. But we need funds to operate. Plus, we've got really great products that do amazing things for people, like our CBD oil and our Fizzy Magnesium and our Sleep Aid and our Nitric Oxide and our Real Red Pill Plus. All of these are really great products that keep us on air. Plus, you're missing out on having these products. So get off the bench. Get in the game. Step to the plate and go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these great InfoWars products at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, the greatest injustices are happening right in front of our eyes every day. And it's really so bad, you wonder how we recover from this. Outside of just complete collapse or annihilation, quite frankly. because turning this thing around at this point is such a difficult enterprise, such a difficult adventure. I mean, you've got political prisoners. I mean, hell, I could talk about the Uyghurs in China. You could talk about all the injustices around the world. But just looking here in America, the leader of the free world, where we're supposed to be a land of justice. And yet you have political prisoners being held, nonviolent, most of them just innocent completely, being held in jail cells for years, veterans, doctors, mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandparents, teachers, being held in jail for years as if they're somehow criminals, nonviolent offenders, most of them completely innocent of anything. And yet, the people that make viruses in labs that get released and kill millions of people, according to their own data, they're above the law. They don't have to worry about that. And the people that lied to all of you about it, they don't have to worry about that either. That is such a grave injustice that it is truly scary. If injustices that bold can exist, it just shows where we're going and how close everything is to becoming total dystopian tyranny. Now, here's Dr. Marty Makary talking about how you weren't allowed to talk about the lab leak theory 3 years ago. Oh, but now they want you to accept it as fact. And here that is in clip one.
Thank you, Congresswoman. The reason this is even an issue is that it's embarrassing we funded the lab. If we had not funded the lab, 100% of Americans would say this is obvious, this is a no-brainer. The epicenter of the world is 5 miles from one of the only high-level virology labs in China. The doctors initially were arrested and forced to sign non-disclosure gag documents. The lab reports have been destroyed. They've not been turned over. The sequences reported from the lab to the NIH database were deleted by a request from Chinese scientists that called over early on and said, delete those sequences we put in the database. And two leading virologists, maybe the two top virologists in the United States, Dr. Michael Farzan from Scripps and Dr. Robert Gary from Tulane, told Dr. Fauci on his emergency call in January of 2020, when he was scrambling soon after learning that the NIH was funding the lab, they both said that it was likely from the lab. Both scientists changed their tunes days later in the media, and then both scientists received $9 million subsequent in funding from the NIH. It's a no-brainer that it came from the lab. I mean, at this point, it's impossible to acquire any more information. And if you did, it would only be affirmative. So
that's just incredible to think. And there's more out there about this as well. Fauci needs to be arrested. I mean, this is just out of control. The Libertarian Party also reporting on this. You don't really get much, nothing from the Democrats, some Republicans. The man on the left is Christian Anderson, a British scientist who emailed Fauci on January 31st, 2020, saying the virus looks lab-made. The man on the right is Christian Anderson, the guy who Fauci called on February 1st, 2020, and ordered to publicly say it wasn't lab-made, which he did. Fauci then gave him a $1.8 million grant plus $16.5 million in funding. Fauci buying off scientists, buying off their silence. Criminal. Arrest him now. Right now. Where is Anthony Fauci? If the answer is not in jail, then it's the wrong answer. Oh, but Jon Stewart's complaining. Jon Stewart reflects on being canceled by left after promoting COVID lab leak on Stephen Colbert's show. Oh, that's funny, John. Imagine being Alex Jones. Imagine being Owen Schroyer, Dr. Francis Boyle, and all of our guests that said this in 2020 before you, years before you. And we got canceled and slandered and attacked and lied about. Okay, why is the corrupt American media and our corrupt politicians and bureaucrats now telling us that COVID-19 came out of a Wuhan lab? Now, I'm not claiming to have the answer. My best guess, the only logical analysis that I can have, is that because China is backing Russia and because China is aligning itself geopolitically with Russia now, which is, by the way, thanks to the West. That's all thanks to NATO. That's all thanks to Joe Biden. It didn't have to be that way. It's like, you know, I made the analogy earlier. I think it still stands. This is like if you had the prom queen and she actually likes you. The prom queen actually wants to dance with you. The prom queen actually wants to go home with you. But instead, you decide to be a jerk to the prom queen and she goes home with the other guy. She dances with the other guy, even though she wanted to be with you. But you were rude. You were a jerk. And so you shoved her into the other guy's arms. And that's basically what we did with Russia. And now they're going into the arms of China. They didn't want to really go into the arms of China. They would rather be dancing with us, but we were rude. We were mean. And after all, they do want to dance at their prom. So they're going to dance with China. So my only logical conclusion is they're now blaming the COVID-19 pandemic on China as a response to China backing Russia in Ukraine and just in larger geopolitical issues. I can't figure any other reason why they would be doing this now. It's not like they want to burn Fauci. It's not like they want to burn EcoHealth Alliance. It's not like they want to burn themselves with the hundreds of millions spent to silence doctors and do gain-of-function research that was illegal, by the way. Now, if you think about that, that tells you how serious this situation is with Russia. That they're willing to potentially burn some of their highest operatives and agents. I mean, folks, we're talking about Anthony Fauci. This guy ran the AIDS pandemic response that killed tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people that they made a whole movie about, Dallas Buyers Club. Anthony Fauci, the bad guy in the movie where the characters view the government as mass murderers. That was Anthony Fauci. And now he's back again with the COVID-19 and making the virus in the lab and telling you to mask and telling you to take a deadly vaccine. So, I mean, this is a top agent. Anthony Fauci is a true top globalist agent, a true top globalist criminal. I mean, he is at the table with Spectre. He is running their programs. They don't want to burn him. They don't want to get into a standoff with him. Think about all the dirt and blackmail and skeletons he can expose. So that just shows you how serious this situation in Russia and Ukraine is and how much of a threat it is that China is aligning itself with Russia. Folks, that's serious stuff that they're willing to potentially burn their own top agents and their own top criminal enterprises of biological weapons being made in order to have a geopolitical standoff against China supporting Russia. I mean, that's big. And they're still giving China an out because they're playing this little back and forth game. The Biden administration saying, well, we're not so sure it actually came out of Wuhan. So they're basically like, hey, look, China, we can change the narrative and blame this on you. And who knows if there's any real pressure there. China probably doesn't care less, quite frankly. They could blame it on China. They could expose the whole thing. And China's like, we don't care. China, the Chinese communists already have complete control of China. They don't need to play these stupid little games with our corrupt media and our corrupt politicians. They don't care. So I don't think it's really going to matter to China. You could blame China tomorrow and they'll say, so what? The Biden administration can come out and blame China. They'll say, so what? The World Health Organization is not going to blame China. Bill Gates is not going to blame China. So this is all a Biden, Democrat, geopolitical standoff against China, threatening China. We'll blame you for the pandemic. And you know what China is going to do? Nothing. They're going to balk and say, go ahead. And then you're going to have Biden and the Democrats and the mainstream media sitting with egg on their face yet again. Because we don't have serious leaders. I don't like Xi Jinping. I don't like the Chinese communists. But they're serious leaders. They're not a joke. Joe Biden is a joke. He's not a serious leader. What do they tell you? We've got the gayest White House ever. Oh, it's so gay. Oh, it's so black. It's so diverse. It's so immigrant. It's so gay. Ooh, whoops, woo, congratulations, whoops, whoop, whoop-de-doo, you guys are gay, woo, Yay! The White House is gay! All right. Congratulations. You like to put things in other guys' cavities. Yay! Let's celebrate how gay we are. Yay! Karine Jean-Pierre likes to scissor. Woo! Karine Jean-Pierre likes to scissor, and Pete Buttigieg likes sodomy. Yay! Woo-hoo! It's so much fun! Yeah, you can say Putin is corrupt. He's a serious leader. You can say the Chinese communists are corrupt. They're serious people. They don't run around playing tiddlywinks. They don't run around sticking their fingers in each other's orifices. And then telling you how great they are for doing it. So, the whole thing is collapsing, really. The entire Western power structure is collapsing, which is sad. I mean, it's totally corrupt, but folks, our standing in the world is going away. It is depleting quickly. Geopolitically, we are sliding down the totem pole faster than Pete Buttigieg on a greased pole. And the leaders of the world outside of the West, outside of the United States, have no respect. They don't care how gay Karine Jean-Pierre is. They don't care how gay Pete Buttplug is. They don't care. Nobody cares. But they just think it's all, let's dance around in gay flags and let's talk about how diverse we are. We're so great. And they're getting laps run around them geopolitically. And they can't even, it's like a blur. They can't even keep up. These are not serious people. So this standoff of, we're going to make sure you get the blame, China. We're going to make sure that China gets the blame for the pandemic will not matter. It will not matter. It is not going to make a difference anywhere. Now, they might burn their own in the process. I mean, seriously, if they really want to push this, Fauci's going to go to jail. If they really want to take this to the limit, if they really want to get down to the origins of COVID-19, their players are going to go to jail. The Chinese will have no problem. Now, the Chinese communists are denying that it came out of the lab, so that hasn't changed. But there could be a day where it changes and they would say, you know what? Yeah, we have biological weapons labs. You guys funded it. Thank you. Oops. How's that going to play? So the only reason I can see as to why they're telling you COVID-19 came out of a lab is basically a threat against China that China is going to laugh at, that China is going to piss on and wipe their butts with. And the escalation is on. Major escalation. Drone attacks strike deep inside Russia, targeting nation's oil industry. Who blew up the pipeline? Who's attacking them now? Zelensky says that Americans are going to have to spend their blood and treasure in Ukraine to protect Ukraine. Really, Zelensky, what would you do for us? Iran can make fissile material for a bomb in about 12 days, so Iran getting a little more serious in this. But folks, there is a back and forth going on inside the government. And I pulled this story up just as an example. Showdown before the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago, agents and prosecutors argued over Trump. Folks, it's going back and forth with the war and some of the generals. It's going back and forth with the political persecution of Trump supporters and some of the agents and prosecutors. So the answer to all this is good Americans need to stand up, rise up, and do the right thing in the face of all of this, otherwise we're going to lose everything.
One thing I should say, and I know this is called the World Government Summit, I think we should be maybe a little bit concerned about actually becoming too much of a single world government. If I may say that we want to avoid creating a civilizational risk by having, frankly, this may sound a little odd, too much cooperation between governments. If you look at, say, at history and the rise and fall of civilizations, the really all throughout history, civilizations have risen and fallen, but it hasn't meant the doom of humanity as a whole, because there've been all these separate civilizations that were separated by great distances. While Rome was falling, Islam was rising, and that actually ended up being a source of preservation of knowledge and many scientific advancements. And so, I think we want to be a little bit cautious about being too much of a world, of a single civilization, because if we are too much of a single civilization, then if the whole thing may collapse. I'm obviously not suggesting war or anything like that, but I think we want to be a little bit wary of actually cooperating too much. It sounds a little odd, but we want to have some amount of civilizational diversity such that if something does go wrong with some part of civilization, that the whole thing doesn't collapse, and you know, humanity keeps moving forward.
Well, we live to see it. Elon Musk at the World Economic Forum decrying their world government at their world government summit. That's what this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is all about. And the final signed copies are available for a limited time, just a few weeks, at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your copy of the book and help keep us on air at InfoWarsStore.com. We've come a long way, but the war has not yet been won.